Hey, you guys, welcome to the Here We Go podcast, hosted by me, the worst host ever, Peter Sears, comedian, NSYNC lover, podcaster, and the worst podcast host. But it's cool, you're still listening. Okay, we have a guest this week, so congratulations. You don't have to listen to just me like you do most weeks. We've had this person. She's back. When I look at the calendar, like, I'm like, dude, it's been a year since we had her on, and like, I didn't want to be like, yo, we have to have you on because everyone's having her on because it's like her time of year. But then it just fucking, that's what it worked out. So if you guys don't know already, I have the lovely Kiana on the line today, the legendary. The GOAT, the creator of the meme that I think everyone has seen in some form or another, not maybe the one that you made, but like a variation of it or whatever. And then, like, you know, I'm sure probably even more so than I am. But like, you know, people will send me like some variation as if I've never seen or heard that before. And I'm like, really, dude, like, you think that this is new to me? And I'm sure she probably gets it too. And she's like, you know, not rich off of the fucking thing that she created, which sucks. But anyway, so with it being the last week of April and May coming along, it is only right to have Kiana on the podcast. So welcome back, friend.
Thank you.
I can't believe that, because, you know, we message and, you know, communicate on Instagram and X and Twitter, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Whatever, like, letter of the alphabet it is.
Yeah. And you're a very opinionated person, as am I. But like, I feel like there's always stuff going down and I'm like, oh, we got to get you on the podcast. And then it's just like, I'm all over the place. And then it's just like, and then before I know it, like a year has passed and I'm like, fuck, dude, that's crazy.
It's bananas. I know. It doesn't feel like it.
I know. It's just like, and it's like, yeah, and it's April and it's almost May.
Right.
And, you know, so, okay. So I actually, you know, you are probably going to talk about it several times this week and we've already talked about it. So, I have some different questions for you, if that's okay. So we're going to rewind. Like I said,
okay, yeah,
we're supposed to have you on. I mean, you're welcome anytime, of course. Like if you have something to say, be like, yo, Peter, I need to get on this fucking podcast because I got some bitches to call out. I got some, you know. I think you know Bethany, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
we met in Memphis, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And that's what I want to talk about. We've been going back and forth, and you know, our schedules are also. And mm-hmm. She was telling me like she had some shit that she had to deal with, and she's like, aren't you on TikTok? I'm like, not really. So I don't even know the extent of it because we were just like messaging.
Yeah.
She's like, there's just a bunch of haters, and I'm like, it's so random. So let's talk good stuff first, and then we can talk shit. Rewind to January, okay. You along with I'm sure lots of people, so it was, if I'm not mistaken, the date of the show in Memphis was January 19th, is that correct?
I think so, yeah. I think it was the 19th.
I think so, because
so long ago.
Yeah, for those of you guys who don't know what we're talking
about. Oh, I have the ticket right in my face. What am I doing? Oh my god, tickets right here. Yeah. 19.
January 19th. Okay, yeah. So, you know, obviously we all know, you know, Justin's coming out with an album and we're anticipating it and whatnot. And I don't remember. I think Selfish had maybe just come out that day. That was kind of like a promo. Selfish might have came out the week after. I'm not.
Honestly, it was, he played like a clip of it.
That night. Okay, so
it came out
the next week, like the Thursday or Friday.
No,
or whatever,
it came out like the next week.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Because I remember driving, long story short, but I was driving to the airport to go to a gig. Like, I mean, I was leaving town, but like I listened to it for like an hour straight on the way to the airport, you know, and I was like, this is fucking great. And then, like, anyway, So Justin posts like on like a Tuesday or something, like one night I'm doing a free show, or I'm doing a show in Memphis, one night only, tickets are free, you have to sign up. And I'm like, well, I live in LA,
crazy,
but I'm going, right? Like, if, I'm going to sign up, and if I win, yeah, like, I'm going, because I had a show on Saturday that I had to go to that week, right? And if they listen to this podcast, they've heard it, but maybe they haven't for whatever reason. But like, yeah, so I was going to Wisconsin that weekend, but I only had to be there on Saturday. My thing is like, if I'm going to a different time zone, I sometimes like getting there a day early just so I could adjust. That way I'm not tired for my show that night, you know? But anyway, this kid, like, so, but I needed this, God, I said I was going to be a short story. Now it's long. the short version of this is I was looking for someone to open for me in that area, like Chicago, Wisconsin, somewhere around there.
And
this kid had messaged me like, hey, I'm available. But like a bunch of people had messaged me. And so I ended up finding somebody, and he's like, well, hey, I'm doing a fundraiser show the night before. So if you're in town, you know, if you're flying into Milwaukee, like I could put you on that and, you know, pay you for that as well. And I'm like, I would love to do it. And I kind of made up a little lie, and he's not listening. I said, I'm working on a TV show, which I was technically at the time, but I wasn't working that day, but he didn't know that. And I said, I don't know my call time. I won't know my call time until Thursday night, which, because I was going to wait to find out if I want tickets to the show, because what I was going to do was just divert my flight to Memphis, go to Memphis for a night, and then end up just flying to Milwaukee that morning for my show. So, so I'm waiting, you know, and I don't know at this time, this is just me, I don't know that there's going to be other one night only. It's like, I'm like, he's doing a show in his hometown for whatever reason. It's his birthday coming up. Like, who knows? But like, I would love to see him in an intimate venue like that in his hometown. Like, what a great opportunity. Right.
Yeah.
And then I see that you're going, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. She doesn't live like because you live in Virginia, right? Like Roanoke, right? So now I know she's going, and I may or may not be going, but she's definitely going. So now,
that was the thing. Like, I got my tickets because he basically, what happened was,
yeah, let's go.
He opened my message on Instagram, and I just happened to be like answering someone else's message, and I saw that he read mine, and I was like, oh, okay.
So what was the message?
And then literally, I tagged him in my story, and I was like, literally all I want for my birthday is a ticket to see Justin. Like, that was all I wanted.
Okay.
Because my birthday was like a month later in February. And so I was just like, please, just whatever I can do, like, just give me a ticket somehow. He saw it. Somebody saw it, because his team reached out to me literally 5 seconds later and was like, hey, Justin wants to invite you to a show in Memphis. And I'm like, and I just like dropped my phone, and I'm like sobbing, and I'm just like, I was supposed to be working, and I couldn't function at that point. And I was just like, oh my God.
Now, this is on what day is this now? Timeline
that
wise?
Was like Monday or Tuesday of that
okay,
week.
Okay. So was that
when they were supposed to,
was that after he made the announcement? Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it was okay. Like right after,
like,
they had announced,
like Tuesday. I feel like it was like a Tuesday or something.
Yeah. It was like right after they announced the show. Uh-huh. And so I think it was like that Tuesday when I got the message that they were inviting me. And I'm like, thank you. So that was nice, because then I had time to like plan my travel, because we had just had a huge snowstorm this way. Memphis got most of it. We just got a tiny bit here, and it was just all ice. And I was just like, oh God. And I don't know how I'm going to get there. Like, I knew I was going to have to drive, because flying was going to be too much, and I'd have to like fly to Atlanta and then fly to Memphis, and like, it's too much.
Yeah, I was like, noticing that too. Drive. There's not a lot of like, there's not
no
a lot of direct flights, even from LA into Memphis, but I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, which is weird, because it's a FedEx hub, and it's like a big, you know, it's a big airport for that, but
it's not like a small, it's not, I mean, like, it's not,
no,
LA is a big city, obviously, but like, certain cities, I'm like, is this not a city? Like, there's so many cities that I consider like, you know, big cities that don't have direct flights most of the time. And you're just like, come on.
Yeah, man. It was just, it's really weird. And for us, like, the only major cities we can fly to are like New York, DC, Atlanta, you know, like, that's it. Mm-hmm. There is a flight to Nashville sometimes of the year, but of course not that time. And it was just like, oh, I could like done that and then driven to Memphis. Like, I don't know what to, it was ridiculous.
The drive's like what?
It was like, It's for me, it's 10 hour. It was like 10 and a
Okay.
half hours if
And
I didn't
you're
stop. So
10 hours, but you're losing an hour or gaining an hour because it's
yeah.
that you're an hour
Yeah.
ahead, right, of Memphis.
So
Memphis
yeah,
is
so
2 hours
that was
ahead of
kind of
us, I
nice.
think.
But yeah, I basically got there like 11 p.m. the night before the show.
Right.
So, but it was nice that they did that because that gave me time to like find a hotel. I found a
Right.
hotel right in downtown, and like my mom came with me because she didn't want me driving alone anyway. And I mean, they gave me 2 tickets, so I was like, I'm just gonna take my mom.
Yeah. I see,
So,
that was my thing. I was
yeah.
because I was like, if I don't find out until Thursday, I have to literally,
Yeah.
redirect my flight and pay,
Yeah, I mean, it was like
but also get a
nerve-wracking.
hotel and then get a, I was looking at the flights and it was like there was flights that left in the morning, but like everything was
Nuts.
going to get there like 3 or 4. Like there was nothing where I was going to be having fun. I
Yeah.
was like, I got to go get to my hotel and then just fucking go. Like it's not going to be,
Yeah.
so,
That's
but you got, at least
crazy.
you had that. You had a couple of days.
But yeah, I was like, I gotta do it. Yeah.
So now, okay,
Yeah.
you don't have to share this with me, but so when Justin's team reaches out to you, is this from Justin's account? Okay, because I've been told,
No, it's
oh no,
no, it
from a
wasn't.
different account.
Yeah, it was someone else. But
Okay, fair
yeah,
enough, fair enough. Okay.
yeah, so it was just really wild because I was just like, whoa, like, okay. But yeah, I mean, it all worked out great, and they took great care of me, and you know, made sure I got to Memphis safely. And yeah, it was really cool. But I was just, it was just such a whirlwind because I was like, okay, like in between paychecks, and now I got to go all the way to Memphis. And
Yeah.
you know, I mean, I was just not, I mean, I was ready for it, but it was just such a sudden drop that it
Right.
was like, I mean, we all knew something was coming.
Course,
We just
yeah.
didn't know it was gonna be that.
Right.
So yeah, that was
That's
a
the thing,
crazy
like it's
week.
like, I mean, I'm probably, and I mean, like, we're all adults, I think. I look at the graphics of who listens to the podcast and we're all adults. There's a few people that are, they're still young adults, but we're all adults. And I'm probably, I'm in a different boat because I have I've what's the word I'm looking for? I've foregone like financial stability to pursue a career that I'm passionate about and whatever. So it's like, I go through where like, all my friends pretty much right now probably make a lot more money than me, but like my ceiling is, there is no ceiling. Like I could eventually make, so I do have to make sacrifices sometimes, but what I don't sacrifice for are like experiences. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, it's just like, yeah, like I think about it, but I'm like, I just can't think about it like that. I just gotta fucking do it, and then just whatever happens, happens,
That's
dude.
how I am now. And it's like,
Yeah,
you
but
know,
it's
I've
so
had so
worth
many
it,
cool
dude.
experiences. Yeah,
Yeah.
like I've had so many cool experiences just this year.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I started off with that. I had VIP for a NASCAR race a few weeks later, because of my friend. That was my birthday present from one of my friends.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I had VIP for another race a few weeks after that. I'm going to another race in a couple weeks. And you know, I mean, it's just like I've been doing all this stuff, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna do it because I spent so long, especially in my childhood, not being able to do a lot of this
Well,
stuff.
that's like I think like a very common thing. It's like you
Yeah.
grow up with
And
not a lot,
so,
then you're like, well, I'm
yeah.
now,
So,
I have all these Jordans because we could not afford Jordans when I was a kid.
yes.
Have them
I have
now.
two pairs now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Like,
but yeah, I mean, it's just, I want to experience this stuff because I always wanted to and I never got to. So I feel like
yeah.
I owe that to myself to at least do something. You know, I can't do, you know, 20 shows on Justin's tour. I wish I could because I
No,
definitely
same.
would,
I
but
would see it.
you know, I got two, so I'm happy with that. And at least they're not too far from me, so I don't have to
You're
drive 10 hours
going
this time.
where, which ones are you going to?
I'm doing Raleigh and Charlotte.
Okay, oh, so North Carolina is, yeah, I'm like
So, and those
my
are both
geography
like,
is like,
yeah. Yeah. So those
because
are like,
is he going to DC?
he is, but that's like, I don't like going to DC for concerts. Like, it's
Okay.
just so, it's too much. Like, it's just too busy, and it's too, like, there's so much traffic all the time. You know, I mean, it's too much. And so
I looked at like Charlotte because I want to. I've actually never been to North. It's like one of the few states that I've never even like. I never even been through North. Like
Oh, wow.
there are certain states where like I've never like worked in there or like you know, visited, but I've driven through there, so I could technically say that I've been there. But I've never been to North Carolina. But there's this, I mean, there's this girl that I hooked up with on the road a few months ago, and she lives in North Carolina. And
Nice.
but I mean, it's like she ghosted me, so I don't care. But like, I feel like if I went to North Carolina, I'd be like, hey, I'm in North Carolina. Don't be a dick. You know what I mean?
Just worth a try. Hey.
But whatever.
No, Charlotte is a really cool city.
Yeah, that's
I
what I
like
heard.
Charlotte, and like I was actually supposed to live there. I was gonna move there a few years ago with my ex, but he cheated on me. Anyway, so
What do
that
people
didn't
do that
happen.
shit, dude? I don't understand.
Yeah, that did not happen. And then the pandemic started 2 weeks later, so kind of worked out.
Okay.
Yeah, but
Oh, yeah, so
it's
that's
a
in
cool
June.
area.
Raleigh's in June, and then Charlotte's when I'm looking at the dates right now.
Yeah, and I have front row for Raleigh, and then I'm like second row on the side for Charlotte
Charlotte's
because
in
for some reason,
November.
yeah.
Gotcha.
So
Okay.
yeah, so that'll be fun.
Yeah,
But
I mean,
yeah, Charlotte's a really cool area, and they get good shows, and like there's a lot of NASCAR stuff down there because all the teams are like based down there. So like it's an ideal area for me, but it's
okay.
only a few hours away. It's like 3 hours away, so it's
Perfect. That's
easy
it.
for me to do
That's
like
easy.
a.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy day trip. Raleigh too. Raleigh's like 3 hours away. So.
So, okay. So you guys were the first to see anything. So just kind of like a replay this. Okay. So you drive down to Memphis, you're with your mom. There's probably some weather you guys had to deal with. Now, does your mom like familiar? I mean, obviously she knows who he is, but like, does she like his music? Is she just there for moral support?
She loves them. And that was kind of like the coolest part because all those years she spent like buying me all the Justin stuff because like obviously we never went to concerts because they never came near here. So he's never come near here. NSYNC never came near here. Britney did come to Roanoke back in like 2000.
Oh, wow.
So I did get to see her. But she's like the only one from that era that I really saw other than Destiny's Child. And so yeah, mom would just buy me. She bought me every NSYNC thing that she could find. So it's like I appreciate her for that because I still have a lot of that stuff. Like I still have my Mrs. Timberlake purse. I joked that I was gonna give that to Jess though. If I ever meet her, like I'm gonna give her that purse. I
Okay.
had it with me in Memphis just in case I
Oh,
did
no
like get to
way.
meet him
Was she
because I
there?
was gonna be like, can
She
you
was
please
probably
get.
there, right?
She might have been. His mom was there because it was her birthday, so I did see his mom.
Okay.
Because she walked past me twice and I waved at her both times, but. I don't know if Jess was there.
There was
Yeah,
definitely
I was
Mike
literally just gonna
there.
like give it to Justin and be like, here, take it, because I don't feel right having this anymore. Like, she can have it. But yeah, like my mom bought me everything. And so I felt like it was a good, it was kind of a good full circle moment to,
Yeah.
for both of us to experience Justin for the first time like that. And she had a great time. I mean, she was out there dancing and stuff with me, and she was meeting all my friends that were there. And,
Oh, so you knew people there?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Like
great.
it was kind of like a mini Twitter reunion, which was kind of cool. So
That's
I
how
was like, oh.
LA was. Like, oh, 'cause well, a lot of
Oh
the
shoot.
people in
Oh,
LA.
can we
Oh,
cut? Sorry. I just looked
hang
at the
on.
clock. All right.
There's a rocket coming out. Kiana's got to check this out.
I gotta go see.
Recording. Okay, Kiana is back from checking out the rocket.
Rocket chasing.
Kiana, have you ever? I don't. I honestly, I don't know if we've talked about this, but have you ever met Lance?
So we met technically
Yeah.
because we met like we did the Zoom for his
Oh,
podcast.
that's right. That's right. That's right. That's
And
right.
so like we got to talk face to face through Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I forgot.
But
That's right.
that yeah, that was it. And I it sucked that that was yeah, it sucked that that was 2020 because I feel like he probably would have like invited us maybe out to do the interview in person. That would have been cool.
What up? You guys talk about space.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think I had it was when my desk was like I had just started working from home, so I didn't have like my like office set up yet. And so I had my flight suit like hanging behind me.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna leave it because he gets it. He already knows. Like we had like I feel like we had interacted about like space stuff at some point. So he knows like all of that.
Sweet.
But yeah, it's cool that we can like connect on that. Because I feel like he's one of few people who understands,
Yeah, I don't
my love for
like I can see I
all
can
of
just
that
have
stuff.
it, but when you post, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about, dude. I don't know what art is. I don't know what fucking like no clue.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, because I live in California, you know, we'll see Elon fucking light something up in the sky, and everyone's like, "What the fuck is that?" I'm like, "It's Elon."
I have to like tell my friends, I'm like, it's not aliens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows? But yeah. Okay, can I ask you a question? I'm sorry, NSYNCers, but this is a very important question that I've been asking a lot of people, no matter where we are. Okay. So, okay, do you believe in aliens? Have I asked you this already?
Yes,
I have that.
I do. No,
You do believe in aliens.
I don't know if you did ask me,
Yeah, I don't know
but
if
I
I
do
did
believe in them.
either,
Yes,
because I've
yes.
really been going on a rabbit hole lately. Like everything on Netflix, like I've watched everything on Netflix that like interests me, but then I went down like an alien rabbit hole anyway. So I believe in aliens, but with knowledge of space and whatnot, and just things that I've read and seen, I believe that there's another dimension here on Earth, and that's where they live. Maybe even in the ocean, but like
Ooh.
I think that
Okay,
there.
now ocean, yes, that would actually be like, I kind of feel like that could happen because there's just so much we do not know
Yeah.
about the ocean. Like, it scares me thinking about it. Like,
Yeah.
I would much rather go into space than to ever go like deep sea diving or anything like that.
Like
Like,
those rich people that died at fucking
I know
like
better than to
yeah.
test the ocean. Like, I
Yeah.
just, it's
Like
not,
I
that's
mean,
not the
space, it's
place for
like, you
me.
know, that it's so weird how like, I mean, we know it's like dangerous to go to space. I mean, like how many, rockets or whatever, like
Yeah.
have blown up and stuff like that, like and
And I
complications.
mean, when you look at how many have, especially like crewed missions, it's not a lot.
Yeah.
And
But
when you look at how many like sea accidents there have been,
yeah.
like, no, I'm not going. Like,
Like
put me on a rocket.
some of these like alien, ready or all right, you
Yeah,
guys, everyone listening knows that I don't pay for Zoom because fuck that, dude. Okay. I had to raise some space while we were talking about aliens. It is what it is, man. Who pays $30 a month for Zoom when you hardly use it? Like, it's just silly.
no way.
Between Netflix or Hulu and Peacock and, just whatever. Anyway, okay. So, what do you think about what I was saying about like aliens being, they're here, they're just in a different dimension, so we can't see them. And that's why, like, they come out and whatever, or they go so fast, but it's not that they're going so fast. I mean, it is, but like, really, they're teleported into other dimensions and coming back. And that's why it seems that they're going faster than like we're able to travel.
That could, I think that could happen. I mean, it's, I mean, when you think about how many, things in science we discover every day, really, like, why would that be so far-fetched that, like, there are so many things that we haven't discovered yet? And, like, people could be using, all this other technology, things that we haven't discovered yet, and they're using it, before we even figure out it exists.
Do
So
you know who Bob
I just,
Lazar is?
oh, that name sounds familiar.
Bob Lazar is the guy that used to work at Area 51, and then they fired him for some bullshit. His wife is cheating on him, and they thought he was going to become unstable, so they fired him. And he was like trying to tell everybody, no, like they're back engineering spaceships there, and like none of his friends believed him. He's like, no, let me show you. And he takes his friends out to fucking, and then they like wipe the fact that he went to MIT, and it's wild. If you guys ever,
Dang.
that's a completely different podcast altogether. But
Yeah.
as
Oh,
someone
man.
who has taken some mushrooms and traveled to another dimension, I can concur that there are other dimensions here.
No,
I know
I
what it's
totally
like.
think aliens exist. Like,
Okay.
I just think that there's so many unknowns that there has to be something that, we haven't, like, something big that we have not figured out yet.
Totally. I mean, the
And I
government's
feel
already
like
said they
people have
have.
seen, yeah, like, I mean, we've seen glimpses of that, and I'm like,
No.
there's got to be more to that
This
story.
is what I
So.
think, and this will be the last thing we'll get back into the NSYNC stuff. I'm sorry, but I think there's a reason that the government has been like kind of like slowly being like, oh yeah, we have aliens, and they had like the thing on Congress. Like, there's something big that like they're just kind of like, for lack of better terms, they're like, this is the foreplay before like the big. They're like, oh, by the way, fucking, Elon Musk has been an alien this whole time, like the movie V or like
And
whatever.
I would totally believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how did he figure out reusable rockets so easily? Come on now.
He's so smart.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Hmm.
Okay, so one night only in Memphis, okay?
Yeah.
You got to experience it. Now, you didn't meet Justin, right? You
no.
were hoping, but I mean, obviously, like, you know, so much going on that night and whatever, but you got to, that was the thing. That was kind of when we got sidetracked.
And it was his
but,
mom's birthday, so.
Right. So you met, and like me, like, when I went to the thing in LA, I got to meet all these people that I had known from Twitter and whatnot. And then even I got to meet Marissa from Mission in Sync had came out from Boston. And I had, you know, I talked to her a few times and, you know, communicate, but like, yeah, like I got to meet all these people in real life, which is, you know, like I talked about it here, but like, you know, people always want to like, and don't get me wrong, Twitter and like all of YouTube, everything can be toxic and negative and all that, like for
My
sure.
God. Yeah.
But also it can be great because you can be like, oh my God, like Toddy, you know, Toddy B came up to me and she's like, cause I don't know what she, I didn't know what she looked. See, some of the other girls, I knew what they looked like because I had talked to them actually, or like they have their, but now Toddy B, who was on the podcast a couple weeks ago, but she, her avatar is Anne Hathaway from Princess Diaries. So I had no idea. Who she was. And then I'm walking up and she's like, Peter. And I was like, yeah. She's like, I'm Toddy. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Like it was just like a moment.
I know. I'm sad. I really wanted to be there and I couldn't, I just couldn't do it.
Can I just
most
tell
of my
you,
friends are out there.
Hey, part of the reason that I got in was because you were the first one that told me that there were people spending the night. And I was like, fuck, dude, like I can't spend it. Like, well, first of all, it's not that I can't, I'm not spending the night in that neighborhood.
No.
That's
like
a,
who
that's
wants
a
to
shitty
do that?
Neighborhood, dude. Okay. Like
who
if
wants
he,
to do that?
If it would have been like, I mean, actually, I'm thinking aside from Beverly Hills, there is no neighborhood in LA that I would be willing to spend the night.
No.
Now looking back, had we known for sure that what happened that night was gonna happen, maybe I would have considered it, you know, but just the fact that you told me people were spending the night and then Marissa was telling me, like, I was kind of getting updates. I'm like, okay, as long as I get there before this time, I think I'll be. And I was, luckily, you know, I went hoping and, but that's,
yeah, it helps if you have like people to coordinate with for that kind of stuff. Like,
but
that's
the thing.
A huge,
that's the, you know, that's the, you know, everyone wants to focus on the negative and the toxic of social media, but it could be used for good because without having connected with all these people, I wouldn't have been in the know. I wouldn't have known that, like, at all the other shows, people were able to get in that didn't have tickets by showing up and just waiting around. Like, I wouldn't
just
have known any of that stuff. And because everyone was asking me, like, you didn't have tickets? You just went? I'm like, yeah, they let you. People are like, they let you in because of your podcast? I'm like, no, it's not like that.
No, because, like, Memphis, like, they just started picking people, like, off the street who were waiting because, I mean, it was so cold. Like, they were trying to get people out of the cold. But there was one chick who had, like, flown all the way from somewhere, you know. There were people who had flown internationally, I think. I mean, it was, like, it was nuts. And I was just like, oh, my. I was like, just get them in. Like, we'll fit them in a row somewhere.
Right.
Who cares? Like, that's crazy. But yeah, I mean, they were just picking people off the street pretty much and bringing them in. So that was why I told you that, because I was like, you never know. I mean,
yeah, I knew. And
just
it just, like, for me, dude, everything, like, lined up, like, and, you know, I did an episode about it, but it was like you started to see that, okay, Chris is in town, you know, JC is in town, you know, Lance is in town because they live there. And then I'm like, wait a minute. So there's four of them there. Where the fuck's Joey? And then someone's
someone's like,
Joey's in LA. I'm like, oh, dude, it's happening. It's I knew it was going to. I knew it was going to happen. And I'm like,
once people started putting the pieces together, it was really funny because we were all just sitting there like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And that just made my stomach like drop into my ass at that point because I was just like, oh, God, I'm going to be sitting here. Only in friggin' Virginia, and they're on stage in LA. And I was just like, because people kept asking, like, are you going to LA? I was like, no, I can't go to LA. Like, do you know how expensive that is?
Right.
I have friends out there. Like, you know, it's really just a matter of getting there. But honestly, just getting there was literally going to be like
Gotta be a thousand.
I don't even it,
probably.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's, like, it's especially a
last minute,
amount.
Like last minute for sure.
Last minute, and yeah. So I was just like, oh god, like if I had 2 months to plan it out, yeah, yeah. I probably would have done it. But I was just like, oh my god, this is nuts. And so yeah, I was trying to figure out ways that I could possibly do it, but with everything I had coming up, like I just couldn't do it. And so everybody was trying to figure out, like, no, you gotta get there. I was like, I can't get there, guys. Like, it's just not gonna happen. Now, so okay. I was just like crying the whole night. But
also though, you had told me, because you had some sources, that there was gonna be an LA show.
It was like there were whispers because he did after it was after the New York show, everybody yeah. was just like, oh, he's got to be doing, like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn, and he probably is. I didn't know the London show, that kind of blindsided everybody because yeah. I didn't expect that at all. but once he that did New York, random. Yeah, that was a little random. So once he did New York, that was when everybody's like, oh, if he's doing New York, he's got to do LA because there's no way he's going to do Memphis and New York and just stop.
Right.
So yeah, that's when I was just like, oh, damn. There's got to be a West Coast thing.
When you told me that there was going to be LA, my
yeah,
mind, I was just like, please just not let it be on the weekend because I'm on the road every weekend.
True. Yeah, that's true.
And I was just like, please don't let it be on the road. Because then, like, you know, because there were like, you know, I mean, a lot of it is just speculation up until we started seeing mm-hmm. that they were all literally in LA, but it was mm-hmm. like, okay, there's mm-hmm. an NSYNC song. Blah blah, mm-hmm. blah, like maybe they'll do it at the one night only, and I'm like, oh mm-hmm. shit, dude. And
it was all starting to, like, all the pieces were yeah. coming. I was like, oh,
and then, so that
no.
was my thing. I was
and
just,
I just like every day I would wake up to more news, and I'm just like, oh no.
Yeah, I was like, just like, please don't let it be on the weekend and have me miss
yeah.
it. And you know, and then it couldn't have worked out more for me personally, just like because I wasn't leaving until the next day. And you know, like, I've been on the fence leaning towards moving to Austin for a while because there's a whole comedy mm-hmm. thing there, and I've stayed yeah. and I'm like, fuck, dude, if I would have been in Austin, same thing, like I might not have been able to fly out at the last minute yeah. or whatever. And it's just like, just everything, like I'm sad that you missed it, but I was supposed yeah. to be there, Kiana, okay?
I
was
I
supposed
know,
to be there. And god damn it, dude, like, ugh, I mean, honestly, I have 2 days that were the best days of my life, and a lot of shit had to go right and wrong for me to experience what happened.
You know? That's true. Yeah, it was sucky, really, just because, like, I have so many friends out there, and I yeah. feel like that's where most of my, like, NSYNC friends are. So I was just like, damn, like that would have been so fun.
Yeah, I didn't realize
but
how many
it's just, again, it's just last minute. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. So
half of Mission NSYNC yeah. lives here. And I was like, oh, I didn't know. And it's funny because now mm-hmm. that I know who, like, most of them are, I've seen them at other things. And
yeah.
just thought they were just girls. But then I'm like, oh, no, they're like organized. Like, uh-huh. you're, okay, so. Yeah. I mean, for me, like, that was, like, I said, one of the best nights of my life, days of my life, just everything about the day and, like, connecting with people and everything. So, you know, I'm sure equally awesome for you to, like, get the notification yeah. that you're personally invited by yeah. Justin Timberlake. Like, hello,
that was
dude.
Wild.
You
yeah,
know?
That was wild. I thought it was cool that, you know, he knew I was there. And I think that was, like, I kind of had a moment. I was like, shit, what if he's like, damn, I should have said something. Because after the show that night, like, I posted, I was like, you know, sad we didn't get to meet, but I know I'll see you, you know, I know we'll have our moment eventually. And I mean, not even like 30 minutes later, he liked it. And that was the only tweet he liked that night.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, oh, that was him. That wasn't like,
what's the name for that? That's they call it a timber tap. Timber tap is the word.
that was a real one. Because he did not, I mean, with all the Memphis stuff that had been posted that night, he did not like anything else.
Really?
That was the only thing. Literally for like over 24 hours, that was the only tweet he had liked.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, he knew I was there.
That's great.
And so I was just like, oh God. I know he was probably like, oh, I should have said something. And I don't know if I felt like he kind of saw me. He may have seen me in the crowd. I was like in the aisle pretty much dancing. And I was the most sparkly person in that room. So I know he saw me. He went every single aisle during the show except for ours, and everyone in my section was just pissed because they all knew who I was by the time the show started. Because someone just like Bethany came up and she introduced herself, and then like all these other people around me started like figuring out who I was, and they're like, "Oh my God," taking selfies with me and like exchanging contact info. And the documentary crew came and interviewed me in my seat too. So I told them who I was and, told that whole story too. And they talked to me for about 10 minutes, I want to say 10, 15 minutes, just with the camera in my face. And they were like talking to my mom and talking to the people around me. And so the whole section knew who I was, and they were all trying to call Justin over. And he's like, he just didn't do it. And I was just like, oh God, this is so frustrating. So I was this close. Like, we were so close to having that moment because I had my phone out ready to like pull up. I had the tweet pulled up, his tweet pulled up with my face on it. And I was just gonna shove it in his face and be like, yo, I'm right here. Cause I know he would have been like, oh shit, like it's her. And so it's just like, I was ready. And he went up every single aisle but ours. And I was just like, my whole section was like chanting at that point. And he didn't come up. It's like, damn it. So yeah, it was just a bunch of near misses, and it was kind of frustrating, but he him liking that. And then I posted like 2 days later on Instagram, and he liked the post and then left a heart in the comments, and I just about passed the fuck out, because he as many times as I've posted stuff and tagged him in it, he'll like it but he won't say anything. And so for him to actually leave a heart, I was like, oh, that's serious. Like, okay. And I mean, he like within 2 minutes of me posting it, he left the heart. And I was just like, oh, all right. So I just passed. I threw my phone across the room again. I was like, I need to stop doing it. I'm gonna end up breaking my phone. But it's just like, it was wild, but it's so frustrating to know that like he knows that I was there, but we just didn't get to have that moment. And I'm like, dang it, man. So I'm hoping. I've been tagging him like on Instagram, like, hey, I'm coming to Raleigh. I'll be in the front row. Hello.
But you should make a sign.
I don't even want
Gotta
to
make
do
a
that.
sign.
I know. I'm just like, I don't know what to do at this point, because it's like he's got to see me. And I'm just like, there's gonna be a point where he's gonna have to acknowledge me.
You
Like,
need
it's gonna
like a
happen.
PR person to connect
Yeah.
the PR, and then they're like, okay, we'll make this happen
I
backstage.
gotta figure it out. Yeah.
Because I
And
mean,
that's what I was hoping someone from his team might notice and be like, oh, she's gonna be in Raleigh. Like, let's do this. Like,
I think
just, it
keep
just, it needs to
tweeting
happen.
whatever, like
I'm gonna just start doing it every week. I'm gonna, like, every Wednesday, I'm gonna be like, all right, 6 weeks, front row.
yeah. I'm excited. It's
Like,
my mine is like in 2 weeks, give or
oh,
take.
yeah, because y'all are, yeah.
Because well, it sucks because I'm on the road when he's in LA, so I have to go down to San Diego, which is not that big of it's like a 2 hour drive, it's not that big of a deal.
Oh
But
yeah.
like but I don't
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the arena, and I love going to the concerts at the Forum where he's gonna be, and I'm like, man, that sucks. But daddy's gotta work too.
Yeah.
But I'm having a bit of a crisis because I have an extra ticket, and I'm just like, my brother was gonna, he can't, he, I don't know, he's being weird, and I'm just like, all right, dude, and I
Oh
don't
yeah,
want to,
you told me about that. Yeah.
and I'm like, I just don't want to take like a random like person. There's not really anyone that I'm interested in that lives here,
Yeah.
and I'm just like, oh, God damn it, dude,
That's why
and
I just bought my ticket alone, because I
well,
was like, I'm not gonna wait on my
you know
friends
what,
because they're
dude,
gonna take
I
too
should have just
long.
bought one, but like, I brought my brother because I knew, because we've gone to Justin before, but his, I don't know, it's a whole thing about his ex-wife and I don't know, whatever. Anyway,
Yeah.
no, you can't go to the concert.
You told me some of that story, and I was just like, oh my God,
But
dude.
also, every girl that I've ever taken to a Justin Timberlake concert has broken my heart. So I'm like, well, no point in taking anybody at all, but I don't know. So we'll see. I have an ex
Yeah.
tweeted about it a couple of times. I'm
Yeah,
like,
it
maybe
sucks.
there's someone around here that wants to go. I'm not trying to make money on it, like,
So, yeah. You never know.
we'll
Yeah,
see.
I keep having people asking like who I'm going with. Those like myself.
Yeah, that's the best.
Because.
That's the best way. I got the two because I figured my brother would want to go, and he was. And then he's like, "Oh, no, actually, I'm
And
like."
I almost wish I had, especially with the fan club tickets for Raleigh, because I mean, that was the cheapest that anyone's gotten.
Really?
And so I didn't have to pay $1,500 for front row like everybody
That's
else is,
crazy. Yeah,
because I
that's
just paid
crazy.
that like $300 with the
Right.
fan club price. And then they didn't do it again for any of the other shows. And I was like, damn
I
it.
can't believe you were
So,
still. I canceled my Tennessee kids like when they stopped doing stuff like 2 years, 2 or 3 years ago. Like, I'm like, why am I
yeah.
paying for this
I
still?
kept it because I knew the album was coming. I was like, if something happens, it's going to
Yeah.
be like they're going to do something. But yeah, they only did it for that first round of shows that went on sale and they haven't done it again. And so everyone was like,
Well, I
well,
think it's
damn,
done
I
now, right?
didn't
Like
use my code.
it was supposed to end at the end of like March,
It's
I
yeah, it's
think.
like,
Or I don't know.
yeah, it's pretty much dead.
So
And so
let's really quick, like the album's amazing, isn't
oh God. I
it?
have not stopped.
Me
Like
neither. Like I'll listen to it front to
I know
back.
my phone. My phone is tired of me opening Spotify and going straight to that album like every time. Cause it's just, you know, like
It's great.
I can't,
Front to
yeah.
back, dude. Like I don't skip. You know, like obviously, like I have my favorite songs, but like sometimes I kind of go back and forth. I'm like, what is my favorite song on here? Like, because I love
No, it
so many of
changes.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. How I'm
There's
feeling.
something for every mood. Yeah. And I
Yeah.
love albums like that. Like, you
Yes.
need something that you can just listen to and know exactly which song you need to listen to at that moment.
I mean, like the
Like, that's
first,
perfect.
I would say up until like a couple weeks ago, I couldn't get through the last three songs without crying. Like between Selfish and Alone and Paradise, I'm like,
I know. Yeah.
I hope no one's fucking driving by me. Well, why is this fucking dude crying in the car? Like,
Just balling.
what's his
Yeah.
problem? Like, dude, you need, are you okay? Especially because for me, I mean, obviously, like for everyone, Paradise is like, I mean, I talk about it on here, but like Better Place was great because we didn't know there was a song and then there was, and we're like,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
emotions of that. But Paradise is the fucking song that's like, okay, this is for us, the fans. This is the love letter they talked about. This is, and then to kind of relive the moment, no pun intended, of like being there when they sang it for the first time. And it just like,
Yeah.
there's just so many
There's a
emotions
lot.
for me with that song. And it's just like,
Yeah.
just
Yeah.
everything. So it's like, when people are like, what's your favorite song? I'm like, well, Paradise because of what it is. But like, I almost feel like that's cheating to say that's my favorite song because, like, duh. Like, I mean, we got another new NSYNC song and it's amazing. And it's, you know,
Yeah.
it's them, but it's also them grown up. Like, it's a couple different things. You know, it's not just, it's, I'm not naming any bands, but there are some bands that like have tried to do new music and it's just not good. And they were really popular back in that era and their new music
Not
is not
good.
good. I know.
Not
And
good.
this fucking song is amazing. Like it's,
And they just sound so good. And I
they
mean, it
do.
sounds like you could have put this on any of their albums and it would just sound like that's them. Like, it's not, you know, there's no change. And that's amazing because a lot of groups have not been able to do that,
I
you
trust.
know,
Yeah.
30 years into a career. Like, that's not, you
And
know, that's not
when I
easy.
tell you, like even like when they were, you know, because they did like a little medley at the show, you know, that night. And then just even the harmonies, you're like, it's like they're older and but they still sound great, but we know they're older. Like they're a
It's
little
just,
deeper and it was just like, oh, this
yeah,
is
and I
like,
mean, it's
but
like,
it's great. It's great. It's not like, oh man, these guys, like, I mean, I'm not gonna, I'm not naming names, but there are several people that were very popular back in that era that I've seen recently, and I'm like, damn, you guys don't sound good.
No,
You don't sound good.
lost it.
Nothing wrong with aging. Like obviously things change, but like they still sounded amazing.
They
But
still
they're
sound great,
older,
yeah.
but amazing still. Like, and you know,
Yeah. And
deep
I honestly
out and
almost think they
emotion.
sound better like that. Like, it's just like everyone's matured into their voices and, you know, they have all this experience behind them, but it's like they still know how to just make it like butter. And it's just like, oh my God, like that's it. Like, that's why I have to defend them because people
Oh
don't understand how rare it is to have a group that's been together that long and still sound good this far into their career. Like, that's not
Well,
normal.
Chris talked about it. So I went to Pop 2000 last week, and
Oh yeah.
I did the meet and greet. And so like I recorded like a bunch of like the Q&A and stuff. And you know, he talks about like, 'cause on Pop 2000, I don't know if you've ever been, but like he sings like the NSYNC songs.
I missed it last summer. Yeah, I missed it last summer because of my ex-boyfriend's gig, and I was just like, I shouldn't have gone. I'm so mad.
The last two times they've come, I've been on the road. So I'm like, can you guys check my dates before you book?
Yeah, right. Like, check my schedule before you come here. And they came here. That was the worst part. Like, Chris Kirkpatrick was in Roanoke.
Oh, no.
And I could not see him. But he's never, like, we've never interacted. So I don't even know if he knows that, who I am.
I'm sure he does. We know they have a group thread, so they talk about all these things. So
they do, but like, I've never talked to Chris, Joey, or JC.
Okay.
Well, and I've, it's like, yeah.
Several
times. I'm just like, dang it, man. Yeah. So I'm bummed about that.
But he's talking, you know, he talks about how, you know, like we did the Q&A before the show, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to sing songs mm-hmm. tonight. But then he talks about how when, you know, because he sings, you know, he's singing Justin's part, he'll sing JC's part when he's doing Pop 2000. But yeah. he's like, when I was in LA, I just got to do background. Like, this is easy. He's like, I just fall back in line and just like, go ahead, JC. Yeah. Go ahead, Justin. Like, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Like, that's exactly what they all kind of said the same thing. It's like, yeah, we just fall in line mm-hmm. to our roles. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, and it's great, dude. And, you know,
yeah.
He did allude to he basically said like they're working on something that's just not definite, but mm-hmm. they're trying to figure out what it's going to look like. And mm-hmm. it's funny because he said something that I had said on the podcast where like there's probably going to be like Justin's got to sing some songs and then have the band sing some songs and whatever, and you know, I mean, he mm-hmm. kind of basically said as much. And I asked him about what about JC singing some songs? And he's just like, yeah, JC's not going to do it. And I'm like,
we got so far.
I know. I feel like if you go back and listen to it, but like, he says like, you know, he was nervous that night.
Let me talk to him. See, this is the problem. Let me talk to him.
Let everyone talk to him. We're like, dude, we love you, dude. Your voice is amazing. Like, you're great.
It's so frustrating. That's like why I try not to get my hopes up, because I feel like whatever does happen, I feel like there's going to be a caveat, and it's going to be like, well, you're getting this, but you're not getting the, you know, like
yeah.
something's not going to quite be there, and that's really going to make me angry. And I'm just like, oh, we were so close. Like, why is this still happening? But
no, I think
if the fans
hype them up. I think they're going to do something. They all have kids. They all have this. Like, I think a residency like in Vegas is probably the best thing for everybody.
That made the most sense to me.
Because everyone could just come to them, and then it's not as much travel. Maybe they do it for a couple months and just fucking just blow it up like Celine did or whoever, you know? They could even do mm-hmm. one in the bigger places. Like I think the Sphere is like the perfect, and I know Lance has kind of mentioned something about
it. Oh God, that would be amazing. it
would be, and I would have to go at least twice. So cool. I talked about it, but I'm like, I would have to go once, just normal minded, and then another time on mushrooms, because that would be.
I knew it. That would be hilarious. Yeah, oh, I mean, God. I would go just to like witness you witnessing that.
Have you seen
hilarious.
Videos from like shows at the Sphere?
Yes.
Like, I've seen, like, because YouTube
did
was
you see
the first
Drew
one.
Carey? No. Go see. Did you see Drew Carey's tweets from like last weekend?
No.
He
was
went
it
to
Fish?
See. I think he went to see Fish.
Yeah, Fish is there right now.
Go. You gotta go. No, his tweets are hilarious because he was clearly on something, I think.
That's great.
But he's just like, he was having an entire like existential crisis.
Well, I mean, just I'm seeing like TikToks and Instagram. This looks incredible. So, and I'm watching it on my little screen. Like, and so to see like NSYNC
it's
there,
crazy.
Like, but, you know, like it's, I said, Chris basically said, like, oh, you know, God, we can talk about stuff now. It's not a secret anymore. Like, we're trying to work on it. We just got to iron out details, but nothing is in stone. But like, we're working on stuff. So, I mean, for me, I just like,
that's why I'm like, I'm going to try to like just get through this year, get through the Justin shows, and just like go back into conservation mode. Cause I like, you know, something's coming. We just don't know what.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, oh, God, we'll see. But it's going to be interesting, but I do hope it's like something like that where it's easy to just like, they don't have to worry about touring or whatever is gonna
Vegas,
you know
Vegas
make
makes the
them
most
anxious.
Sense. I mean, it sucks for
yeah,
people
like
that
just
can't make it
do
there.
It in one place. Yeah,
but,
that's gonna be.
I mean, if you really
but...
if they drop it, well, I mean, enough in advance, which is doesn't seem to be the thing anymore. Like it's like
no,
you know, Justin announced on Jimmy Fallon that he was going.
Well,
on...
listen, for Vegas though, for Vegas residencies, I feel like those get
they do yeah
announced
that takes
pretty
more
far in
planning
advance, which is good. That's like the only thing that does these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so I'd
regular
be all
concert
into it. I
tours,
mean,
no.
It could be somewhere else too, but I think Vegas makes the most sense.
Yeah, no, I think Vegas would make the most sense.
Well,
Yeah.
friend, I'm so glad we got to do this. I'm sorry that it took a year to get you back on.
Yeah, it's
and look
okay.
and look at we didn't even focus on the negative social media stuff. You see how that works?
It's beautiful.
I'm telling you, I do not it. It puts me in such and I see you talking shit to people and it makes me laugh.
Well, honestly, it's because like people love roping me in thinking I'm not gonna say anything,
Right, I know.
and I just have to like drag them to hell
Yeah,
so
I
they
just
realize
can't.
they need to leave me alone, and then they leave me alone. So
I went like on like a 2 week like kind of like where anybody that left a negative comment on like one of my comedy clips, I would just fucking go in on them. But I vowed like a long time ago, like, you know, my ex-girlfriend was really instrumental in like helping me like not do that. But, and I didn't do it for like, I mean, it's literally been years since I like would talk shit back to people. But like a couple weeks ago, I was like, you know what, dude, like everything's going so great. Fuck this bullshit, dude. I'm going to fucking
just
quit. Yeah.
Unload the clip. Just go.
Yeah. And so like for like 2 weeks, I would just fucking bam, bam. And then I was
oh,
like, all right, dude, this is, I'm good now. Like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I'm in a good place. Like, it's not going to help
yeah.
me.
And it's like, I don't do it for everybody, but when people say stuff that's just like so egregious and then try to like put me in it, and I'm just like, oh no, see, now we gotta go.
Okay.
And it's really funny when people do that, because again, they don't expect me to respond sometimes. And I'm just like, you're an idiot. And I, the ones that I really love are the ones who are like, Justin doesn't know you. And I'm like, oh, let me ruin your damn day. And then I just like start posting. I'm just like replying for like 20 minutes straight. Like, oh, he doesn't know me. What's this? Oh, what's this? Oh,
it's just
look at
not...
this. And they're just like, okay, I'm so sorry. Yeah. And it's just like, it's so funny when they do that. And I'm just like, well, you picked the one wrong person to say that line on, because it does not work for me. Sorry.
Well,
but yeah.
Try to ignore them. I know it's hard.
But when I get my selfie with them, that'll be the funniest part, because then I'm
here
like,
oh,
I don't know them. Interesting.
Well, friend, like I said, thank you so much. You know, you are welcome anytime. Like, don't wait for me to reach out.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah,
if you
let
got
me
something
know.
To say, dude, let me know. My friends all over the place. But like, I stopped doing. I used to have 3 podcasts. Now I only have 2. So it's a little bit more manageable. But like on my tour schedule and everything, it's gonna be an ongoing thing. But like, yeah, if you ever want to come on without me invite, you're always welcome. Follow Kiana. She tweets about fucking spaceships and NASCAR and also so you know, if you like that, follow along. This is going to be her. So I'm sure she will get blown up on all the socials, and we're going to help a little bit, but thank you for your time. This has been the Here We Go podcast. If you guys are listening to this, which you are obviously, where am I going to be next? Oh, I'm going to be in Tucson next week. Tucson Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th. And then I'm going to be in San Diego Friday and Saturday, May 10th and 11th. And then I'm going to be in Justin's concert right in fucking next Tuesday, that Tuesday in San Diego as well. So anyway, but you guys, whatever. If you guys are going to the concert in San Diego, hit me up. I'd love to meet some of you guys. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Kiana, for your time. Hang on for 1 second.